To my view, the question has to do with the question of the understanding the content and the definitions of different commons and different forms of commons. What is absolutely clear is that what Hardin has in mind, that is to say, if you let a resource in open access, you will quickly destroy it and so on, he was absolutely wrong, because the what Ostrom and all the practice of the of different collectives has demonstrated is it is absolutely possible to manage an open access, to organize it, and more than that, often it's through this collective management, the establishing of shared rules, that you can protect and preserve and enrich a resource. So on that, I think the victory of the commons movement is complete. Now, there is one point where what the point made by Hardin continues to be relevant, to my view. It's what regards global commons, climate change, oceans, and so on. Because the organization of people to master the control of the resource is very difficult in that case. Then you can have problem of not exhaustion, but of not protecting the quality of the commons the way you can protect it when it is a more restricted area. Climate, which is now the issue to be tackled, is a good example of that, because you need to have international agreements, national regulations, local regulations in cities and so on, and to make compatible and efficient of these levels of control is very hard, as we can verify all the day. So to my view, it's only for these kinds of very global commons that the point is still relevant. For the other types of commons, as we shall see and discuss later on, I think that the creativity of citizens, organized people, and so on, have demonstrated that not only it is quite possible not to destroy the resource, but often it's a condition to preserve the quality and enrich the resource.
I think that we're way beyond the Hardin debate, especially with the rise of the internet, which has shown that the commons is not a tragedy. It can be positively generative and synergistic. Now, admittedly, a lot of those resources are not depletable, they're not finite, but it shows how people spontaneously self-organize to work out rules among themselves. And I think there's a lot of promise in network-based platforms for helping devise global solutions, because they can begin to knit together publics and even governments in ways that open a new space for discussion and negotiation. I think the basic point is, as a human species, we're almost programmed to find these new levels of cooperative behavior, and we do have many important innovative challenges for these large-scale common pool resources, especially the atmosphere. But I think that we're on the case, and I think people are trying to get beyond the limitations of the nation-state and international treaty organizations as a way to do it.
If I can add a point, first of all, I agree completely with you. Internet has opened a series of tools to interact, find solutions at levels that we could not imagine when the thesis was formulated. So this is one point.